And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Well, good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I am Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios. This is it. This is the big show, the big pre-Fred Hall Long Beach show. And we have Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Show in Bakersfield on the line. And Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is in the studio with Rick and myself. Going to be a great traditional broadcast right here. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You said it best. This is tradition, and I'm so excited that today is the day we get to talk all about Fred Hall. Like, this is it. This is the kickoff to the fishing season.
This
like,
is it.
Today.
Yeah, and we'll welcome Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in our studio.
Thank
John,
you, Pete.
Great to have you.
Rick,
and Bart Hall.
Bart out there. Hi, Bart. Hello, John. Hello, Rick and Pete. How's it going?
Great. Good. How's Bart? Bakersfield? Bakersfield.
We had a little rain yesterday, actually quite a bit of rain.
Yeah.
And, but it didn't seem to bother anybody. The tackle hall was full. The hunting hall was full. And the boats that were inside were good. Some of the RVs, when it started raining, there was all these people walking around. All of a sudden, there was nobody around. They all jumped in an RV.
That's cool. We had some good rain down here too, but much needed as usual. But the skies are parting, and it looks like beautiful weather for the Fred Hall Long Beach show.
Yeah, it does. It looks like it might get a little cold on the weekend.
Yeah,
but
which is good.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah,
maybe it's too cold to be out in the water, so you need to be inside at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Yeah, going on. I know, of course, Pam and Phil Benson are in the Rancho Leonero booth up in Bakersfield. They'll be back down here with you, right, John Ireland?
Absolutely. We're in the booth, and I'll be at the show.
You'll be
starting
at the show.
Wednesday.
Yeah, starting Wednesday through Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center, and you most likely will be at our live broadcast there, giving
Absolutely.
Your fish report on
Absolutely.
Sunday morning.
Normally it's daylight savings time.
Is
it this year?
Oh,
again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Favorite. Yeah, favorite time
get
of year.
Up,
we lose
get
an,
up
hour
an hour
on, Sunday, on Saturday night, but that's okay.
It is.
You know, it's part of the fun, and then it'll just stay later, you know,
exactly.
Light later.
That means we get more fishing time.
That's more fishing time, yeah. So what's been going on down at the ranch, John?
Well, we've been doing a lot of work on the ranch. We've been we put in new patios and new floors in rooms 1 through 5, Phil and Pam's favorite rooms. Those are our oldest rooms. We put in new bathrooms in rooms 29 through 35. Been working on the boats. Just lots going on, lots going on. And, you know, every year I try to spend a good deal of money keeping the ranch up and putting money back into the hotel. And I think it really shows. This year it looks good. We've done a lot of landscaping. And I mentioned we spent a lot of work on the boats. We've redone most of the boats. They look like brand new.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
And we just opened, you know, 3 days ago. And the fishing's been pretty darn good.
That's great.
First boat out, released 2 marlin, which is a good start.
Nice.
Right,
yeah.
Bart?
Yeah,
not bad.
Season.
Yeah. And I know Bart's got a little affinity to those big rooster fish like I do down there. Right, Bart?
Absolutely, and, you know, for me, I got the fish of a lifetime last year, so this year I'll be go down and just take pictures of everybody else catching them.
that article that you wrote in Western Outdoor News, which, by the way, Western Outdoor News did a great job with the show program this year, loaded with stuff, has a great article about our, right on the front page of the second section there, about our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency on Saturday and Sunday. But lots of good stuff, including your article about that giant rooster. How big was that rooster?
Well, you know, there's some debate about that because we didn't weigh it. We wanted to get it back in the water. But
they,
you know, Alonzo, who was my guide, who's been fishing there for, what, 60 years, John?
Forever.
Yeah, he goes, when it was in the water, it turned. And when it turned, it looked sort of like a sea monster. I mean, it didn't look like a fish. It was so round. And he goes, holy, that's the biggest rooster I've ever seen. And so we couldn't have gotten it on board if Travis wasn't on board.
Well, he would know. And you know something else, Bart, on those photos? You're not a small guy. So the comparison of the fish to you sometimes is kind of disproportionate.
But, I mean, 90, 100, 70?
No, he said over 80.
Over 80.
Unbelievable.
So, it was
a
big
giant.
Fish.
Yeah,
you know, where else in the world are 50, 40, 50-pounders common?
And they really are.
I mean, nowhere else in the world.
On that trip, we got 270-pounders, a 60-pounder, an 85 or 90-pounder. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's unreal. The big ones were biting.
This year, go for the pargo. They've already been catching some really whopper pargo out there. And that's kind of my favorite fish because you actually get to boat about one out of every 4 or 5. They're ferocious strikers and fighters. Unbelievable.
So good
fish.
At taking you back into the rocks and pinnacles and coral.
Oh, no, they'll rock you every time. If you don't keep it tight on them, if you're not over a sandy spot, they'll rock you every time. But what a fish.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Well, and some big ones this year.
Well, that's one of the cool things about Fred Hall Long Beach, and that is the travel. Travel is just such an important part of the show. It's such a multi-dimensional show between
really
tackle, and we talk a lot about tackle here on Let's Talk Hookup, but the travel
so much more, yeah.
is unbelievable. The seminars, the boats. I mean, it's the greatest show on earth, right?
Well, you know, it's difficult to talk about because we all know when we say Fred Hall Show, we all know what it is. But if you don't know what the Fred Hall Show is, what does that mean, a Fred Hall Show?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. Is it a sports show? Is it a boat show? Is it a travel show? What is it?
Yes.
So it's difficult if you don't know, but it is the world's largest sport fishing show. There's simply nothing else like it on the planet. You can't go anywhere in any country and see a sport fishing show like this. It's also California's largest trailer boat show. And we've evolved through that recessionary time to where we have all kinds of boats. We have high-performance boats, tow boats, ski boats, deck boats, pontoon boats. We have every fishing boat that we use out here is in that show. And we just didn't have the room to take all the boats that we wanted to take. You'll see the layout is quite different this year. There's a lot more boats in the main hall. Of course, the sports arena is entirely full. And then the travel section, it's an internationally renowned travel. You can book fishing and hunting trips anywhere in the world. We have companies from New Zealand and Africa and North and South America. Anywhere you want to fish or hunt, you can book it at the Fred Hall Show.
Pretty amazing.
So cool.
Yeah.
It is. It is amazing, really.
You know, when people ask me about the show and they're not quite sure about the show, the thing that catches them every time, it's the one where the kids get to catch the fish for free.
And well, you know,
everybody remembers that and relates to that part.
Yeah.
You know, I've told that story so many times. You've all heard it, you know. But the people have come up to me, you know. I told the story about when my father passed, you know, and I called you, Pete, on the radio.
Right.
And then hundreds of people came up to me that day and said, I caught my first fish here. My children caught their first fish here. And my grandchildren are going to catch their first fish here today. And that continues. We've done well over 1 million children through the trout ponds in the 72 years we've been here. I don't know the exact number, but it's well over 1 million.
And that trout pond is so well run by your team there, too. Those guys are so good at it.
Yeah.
Well, there'd be no way to get that number through without these guys.
People really identify the show with the free fish, I'm telling you, Bart.
Yeah,
that's the one thing, if I start talking about it, boy, they click on it right away when you talk about the trout pond.
It's one of my most favorite memories with Dad. I mean, I remember vividly being a real little kid going and fishing at the trout pond every year at Fred Hall Show. Dad and I would go out. We'd never miss it, and like, that was a really big deal.
Yeah, you couldn't wait to catch the trout.
No, that was my favorite thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And then, of course, you've got all the seminars, too. If you look at fredhall.com, so many different seminars available.
You know, that started a long time ago. It was actually my dad and Russ Iser. You know, they were talking about, you know, we need to let people know how to do stuff. This was a long time ago. And, you know, it's evolved. I don't think my dad ever envisioned that we'd be doing 400 seminars in 5 days.
400
That's
seminars?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 400 seminars and instructional things in 5 days. And Mike Lund isn't real fond of that either, since he puts most of them together, along with all of his other duties. So
yeah, that's a lot of things to do, for sure.
It's a lot of work,
but
I'll tell you.
You know, it's amazing to me is the number of things to do at the show. It's so – people come for one day in Long Beach. It's really not enough time.
There's no way you could see it in one day.
No, there isn't any way you can see it. I mean, if you're really enjoying each booth as you go along, it's impossible.
Yeah.
And especially you go to the travel thing. I mean, you stop at every travel booth and find out what they're doing. that's more than a day right there, you know?
No.
And that's why when you come in, you need to pick up the show program or go online to fredhall.com and kind of figure out what you're going to do. You have to target the stuff you're going to hit, you know, and there's no other way to do it and make any sense out of it.
Yeah. John, people actually can book a trip at the show at Rancho Leonero booth, right? You have your calendar there.
Absolutely.
Sam and Phil have the computer right there. You can lay a deposit down and secure your spot. Like, I believe there's a few spots left. Oh, we're going to hear later on in the show from Pam about our Rancho Leonero tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy year.
Yeah.
The bookings are looking very, very good for this year. I'm pleased. But, we can book exit right at the show. That's the miracle of the Internet now. And anything that you could have done calling into the office, you can do certainly at the booth. And cool. It's actually a little better, too, because you get the opportunity to – for all the questions that you have, and there's a lot of photos to look. You can really get an idea of the ranch. We've actually got a great drone video that you mentioned on Facebook.
Yeah, we posted it on our Facebook.
I finally got it up on my website, and it really shows the ranch. And if you go through the video, and you look at that reef in front of the ranch, it's special. You know, SeaWorld, nowhere in the world do you have a reef like that. That's
pretty cool.
It amazes me. It makes the place like a park. When I first got there and dove on that reef, that's what really hooked me on the whole place.
Yeah.
To see that, how beautiful that reef and how many fish there are on it, it's a special spot.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is. And that's something we don't talk a lot about, and that is the diving opportunities in the East Cape with Pulmo Reef National Park right in the backyard there. One of the great dive spots of the world. People travel across the oceans to see things like that.
Well, Jennifer and I did travel and dive. I've been most everywhere in the world, and there's nowhere like Pulmo Park.
No.
If you want to see fish, sometimes the visibility is so-so, but that's because there's such a microplankton. There's a real food chain in the water, and that's what keeps the fish there. But there's we've been on Pulmo Reef, and like on every sentinel, there'll be a big grouper. Pointing one way or the other.
Big amberjack, big pargo.
70, 80-pound groupers.
And then all those jacks that you can basically swim right through.
Millions of jack crevel that you can get in the middle of in like a tornado. And you can see the bottom. You can see the sand on the bottom. See straight up the top. Yeah. You can see the blue. But everything around you is just all fishing. And reach out and touch them.
Nowhere
in the world. They have pictures. And they have a National Geo. They have a whole section on it with those same pictures of that same school, the jack crevel. But, I mean, the amazing thing is every time you go dive on that school's there.
It's there.
You can get
it
in the middle of it. It's not like maybe one out of every three times.
Yeah,
nah.
They're always there.
As long as you want to be with them and stay with them.
Yeah, and you can book a dive trip at Rancho Leonero while you're there. You can fish a couple days, dive a day, whatever you want. You can just snorkel out front.
Exactly.
All of that is
they're being very careful about the number of people that are allowing on the reef and all that now. So the dive shops at Pulmo itself have the permits to fish the different dive spots. So we get you there
and they
take you out there. Yeah, they're being
so you book that in advance.
You book it in advance, or you can book it when you get down there. But they're very careful, which is a good thing about how many people they allow on the reef during a day and all that.
Yeah. So you're not running into people underwater.
No, and the fish aren't getting all disturbed either.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The fish are so much tamer. I've been down there a long time. I used to spearfish on it and hunt on it, before as a park or anything. So I've really been down in a long, long time, and the fish now are so much tamer and so many more. I mean, the park has really worked.
Yeah, it has. Speaking of diving, in past years there's been great opportunities for people to learn about spearfishing, free diving, and scuba diving at the show in Long Beach. Is that going to happen again this year, Bart?
Yeah, we have free diving and spearfishing booths at both Long Beach and Del Mar. And at Long Beach, we'll have the deep blue dive pool outside on the patio near the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. And you can go out there and put on a dry suit and with your clothes on. You get in the pool, and you'll get your first scuba lesson. I think it actually counts towards your certification.
Yeah, Ricky and I did that. It was great.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then just dry your hair off and go about your business.
Go back to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how many boats, trailer boats, are going to be at the show?
I don't actually know the number.
That's how many.
I don't know, a couple hundred.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be in the hundreds,
And then, it's in the hundreds, for sure. And that entire sports arena is all boats. And then, you've got boats all through the southern end of the convention center. That's it. That's all boats up there.
Yeah,
you'll see see the whole upper wall that used to be where the dive pool was and all that. That's all boats.
Wow.
Because we had to move the dive pool outside because we just didn't have any room, you know. So
I know our partners Inland Boat Center will have a number of different types of boats, as well as our partners at West Coast Marine, the Parker dealer, will have a number of different boats there, which are our key ones, Yamaha outboards on all of them, another one of our partners there. Just a lot to see and do at the show. And then one of our new partners is Johnson Hicks Marine. And Johnson Hicks has been a part of the both Fred Hall shows, Long Beach and Del Mar, for a long time. And it's kind of the focal point for all the marine electronics guys, right?
Well, they're up here in Bakersfield too.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're committed. I mean, isn't that amazing? I mean, they're from Northern California, and they do a tremendous amount of business down here. We worked for years to try to get local marine electronics companies to come in and support the show, and they were like, "Oh no, we don't want to do that." These guys come from Northern California, and they're kicking it.
That's cool.
Love it. They're just they're the greatest company.
They are, and Joe is such a easy guy to deal with, and they have better deals than everybody else, and they give better service than everybody else. So that's their success, right?
They do huge volume.
Yeah.
They do volume from Northern California to Southern California.
Yeah.
They're a great one-stop shop. And the display they're going to have this year at Long Beach is bigger than ever. I mean,
really?
Beret Marine and garments and things, and it's huge.
Yeah, I know Simrad's right next door to them. They have a bunch of Simrad stuff, so it's going to be great. But, yeah, a lot of fun. We're all looking forward to it, and it's a celebration of fishing and boating is the best way to put it, right?
Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, and outdoor recreation.
There you go.
Thank you, man.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about.
So much to cover with so much stuff going on between the ranch, and obviously we're all so excited that the Fred Hall Show is here coming up on Wednesday. And if you want to get through, man, we would love to hear from you. It is going to be a very busy morning on the phone, so your best opportunity is to get through right now. We do have one line open. It's the toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. There's one of them open right this second. Their local line, it's all full right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots for you to get through on that one. It's 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local line, a great shot for you to get through later on in the show. And, man, do we have a couple of great prizes. Two lucky callers at the end of the show are each going to win a pair of tickets. So two callers are each going to win two tickets to come join us at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Again, it's March 7th through the 11th. This coming Wednesday through Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center. There is not a better show in the world to come celebrate what we all know and love.
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to take a bunch of your phone calls. Get in on the fun. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Accurate reels are an important part of any angler's quiver, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have a massive selection of Accurate at the show. Accurate builds high-quality reels right here in the USA, and the reliability and fishability are unmatched. Have the Fisherman's Landing Tackle crew help you select the perfect Accurate reel. Come visit our greatest booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to tell you about the 72nd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I am proud of our 72-year-old history and amazed that the little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2018 version of the Fred Hall Show. It has become the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. We'll entertain you all day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free, but the Fred Hall shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. You can help by joining the Coastal Conservation Association of California, and when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive, check us out at fredhall.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packed. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys.
Yeah. Did I just hear right? 72 years, Bart?
Yeah. 1946 was the first show. We always know how old it is because I was born in June of 1945. The first show was April of 46. So however old I am, that's how old the show is.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're not 72.
I am 72.
Come on. Wow. Well, that's awesome. And it's just, it gets better every year. And just things, it's just, it's, how many years at the Long Beach Convention Center?
Well, there's some debate about that. They don't even have the correct records. It's over 40.
40
I mean,
years.
We went from that little show at Gilmore Stadium for the first 2 years. And then we went to the Pan Pacific Auditorium, which a lot of people remember. And then we went from there to the Great Western Exhibit Center, and from there to the L.A. Sports Arena, and then to the Long Beach Convention Center. But it's been over 40 years.
Now,
but it's, yeah.
It's such a great venue because it's on the water. And as the is the Independence going to be in the water there for people to tour across the bridge?
No, it isn't. And,
oh, he's
you know,
not
he,
either.
Well, he's got maintenance. We talked. He was trying to do it. But, you know, you got to take care of those boats. So.
Yeah. For sure.
He had maintenance issues. He's definitely going to be there next year. We talked about it.
Okay.
He's scheduling it all ahead of time so he can make it happen.
Yeah. But it's just the whole venue. It's so huge and so easy to get to. And
You've got the Hobie kayaks down on the water.
On the lagoon?
On the lagoon. You go down and test drive a Hobie kayak.
That was really cool. I like seeing that.
Fun.
Yeah. And they've got their new inflatable I-11S down there. That's the other thing. At the Hobie Seminar area, we got the Ron Lane's and named it the Show Up and Blow Up. You know, once a day for a half an hour, people are going to try to inflate a Hobie I-11S inflatable kayak. And but the winner, the fastest time between two shows, is going to get a big prize. everybody who tries it is going to be entered into the contest to win the kayak, but then there's an additional prize on top of that for the person who's the fastest.
That's so cool.
To blow up the I-11, the inflatable kayak.
To blow up the I-11, yeah.
That's so cool. That was Ron's brainchild.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I was in there talking to Ron. He was showing me the pictures of he and Debbie up fishing in Mammoth on this thing, and Hayden's behind me, and he's talking to a customer, and all of a sudden I turn around, and this thing's blowing up, and I went, whoa.
That was quick.
That's cool.
We need to do that at the shows.
Yeah.
I said, what do we call it? And he goes, show up and blow up.
Show up and blow up. That's so cool. So
that's what we're doing. Yeah, that's fun. You know, and then on the lagoon out there, you can Shimano and Daiwa and the vet are out there casting on the lagoon as well. And, of course, you know, all the activities, the nonstop stuff, you know, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Progressive Paul Bunyan Lumberjack shows, the Great American Duck Races, you know, the fishing in the city, casting, kids casting out there. You know, with of course the trout pond and the Convict Lake food court and archery and air gun ranges. The VK is going to have a huge soft air range at the show this year.
Wow.
You know,
I mean, it's
Cousins,
so much stuff.
Well, the Cousins main seminar stage, you're going to have Paul Hebert and Sandro Maniacci out here from Wicked Tuna talking and the nonstop, all the our local fishermen and captains that are going to keep us entertained. So
awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. And Matt, here's a new one that we're going to have from Mammoth Lake. They're going to have their virtual reality, no small adventure, 360-degree deal where you go and you put the goggles on and you get a 360-degree view of Mammoth and Mammoth Lakes and that's going to be very exciting. When do you see that? It's going to be really beautiful.
That's awesome. Cool. That sounds.
And then Pete, you're going to be the moderator on the panel for the DFW on Saturday at 1 p.m. So, as usual.
Oh, can't wait!
So you got that going
for
you. It's
going to be fun. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's fun because you're talking to politicians.
Yeah, I was being facetious. Yeah, but it is an important. It is a very important seminar. And of something that people should check out to voice their opinions and stuff. In fact, I saw Steve Carson yesterday. He was down in San Diego. And we were talking about the ridiculousness of them not wanting to put in hatchery steelhead to save some of the steelhead runs in Northern California. And it's just to keep the population pure. Well, if there's no population, how are you going to keep a population pure? Is what I'd like to know, and so those are the types of things that you know, we like to direct Director Chuck Bonham and just kind of put him on the spot. He's a politician. He talks around a lot of the issues.
He'll dance around that one.
He's
fantastically
like unbelievable. Anyway,
it's good to talk about him. At least let people hear what's going on because you know that kind of stuff is so stupid, and it comes from that mindset of preservationism.
Yes,
so we're somehow you know, the planet is evolving, and as it evolves, we're part of that evolution.
Yeah.
And we can use our technology and our good sense to make things better. You're absolutely right. Should we watch the steelhead disappear, or should we kind of, so what, it's not pure anymore. At least there's a steelhead population.
There's a steelhead population, and angling opportunities is the most important thing, too. Yeah, and so that's just, you know, although it is interesting and frustrating to hold that. It's a very important seminar. 1 o'clock on Saturday with the director Chuck Bonham. That's going to be a must see. And where will that be, Bart?
That will be in the Mammoth Lake Seminar area, right next to the No Small Adventure thing I was just talking about.
Okay, and that's the
right
same
on the
place
100 row, right down there, but next to Mammoth and Bishop and Mono County and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Great, yeah, that's going to be a good one for sure. And then, of course, a lot of stuff. Now, when are we going to get John Ireland doing a seminar about Rancho Leonero?
Anytime he wants.
Anytime, Bart, you got a hold in there. I'm happy. I'm going to be here the whole show. So, if you got a hold of Phil, tell Mike Lum I'm around.
There you go.
Okay. We'll get him on the schedule for Del Mar.
There you go. That'll work. Talk about Rancho Leonero and all its beauty. And I think it would be really interesting to talk about how you how you got there.
Yeah.
You know, just like the whole history lesson about Rancho Leonero.
You can't make some of the stuff up.
Really,
fact is stranger than fiction for sure. There's some stories. I'll sit there at the bar sometime, and it's hard for me to recall everything, but, you know, some of the stories that I come up with that are absolutely the truth, you just wouldn't believe.
Baja stories.
Couldn't make them up.
And how things have changed and still changing down there.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot.
I mean, yet now, is that golf course open at the Four Seasons?
Getting ready to, yeah. Robert Trent Jones, Jr. I got to meet old Bobby Jr.
Yeah.
He spent a lot of time at the bar. He's a character.
Now, are guests at the ranch going to be able to play that golf
Absolutely,
course?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
they're going to be desperate for people on the course, for at least in the, on the short term, for sure.
Bart, there you go.
Yeah, there you go, Bart.
I'm just thinking it's the greatest thing on earth.
Two passions colliding.
I'm like
4 miles away.
Over the afternoon.
Yeah, it's 2 miles away, and my guess would be is they're probably no more than 3 months away. It's the whole deal is interesting. I didn't know that they grew it on. They grew the actual grass on sand.
On sand, yeah.
Not on dirt.
I didn't even think
sand.
You could do that.
Yeah.
That shows you how much I know about golf.
Wow. Well.
But it's supposed to be quite the course, and and Gary Barnes Webb is down there working on it and working for us as well. So he'll take you out, Bart. He'll show you.
He'll show you a good time.
Show you the
course. Boy, is he a good golfer? He used to be Nick Price's roommate. That guy can really play golf.
And he can play golf right head to head with him. I sit in the cart and I drink beers. So and it's a wonder to behold. They shoot those golf balls like rifles. They're right on the pin. It's just amazing.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Pete and I do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. In our dreams, right? In our dreams.
I think he was talking about the drink beer in the golf cart.
That we can do quite well.
I'm the pro at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk to John. They want to talk to Bart. They want to talk Fred Hall and Rancho Leonero.
Let's do it, buddy. How about Dan from Encinita starting us off on Let's Talk Cook Up? Hi, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, thanks for my call, and thanks to Bart for keeping what your dad started going as smooth as ever. Been going there for 30 years, lived in Encinitas, born and raised, so thank you for that. And to kind of answer my question with the, my buddy and I, we're done with the Craigslist special. We want a real boat, and will Parker, I guess you said Parker will be there? I'm going to the Del Mar show.
He'll be there also.
Yeah,
and West Marine, so we can like retrofit and kind of like gauge how much we need to spend and how much.
Well, West Marine will not be there, but I'll tell you Parker Boats and Johnson Hicks Marine, you'll get everything you need on your boat.
Yeah. And it's West Coast Marine is the Parker dealer there. It's Kevin Kelly, who's just a great guy. And
I see what you're saying.
And he has amazing show specials, too, on things that really don't have specials, right?
Yeah. I mean, matter of fact, Kevin there's another Parker dealer up in Channel Islands, and Kevin's getting some boats from him because he wants to have a show everything that he can, and he couldn't get it from the factory, so he's borrowing some boats for the show. So there'll be a complete lineup of Parker boats.
That's a popular boat. Yeah, that is.
And can we buy? Like, will there be financing right there on
the
spot?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could literally show up to Long Beach and you can, run your credit. You can buy your Parker boat at the show for sure. And I'll just throw this in too, Dan. I bought our boat from Kevin Kelly at West Coast. It had nothing to do with any show BS or anything like that. I mean, he was just the best. They were the best people to deal with, man. I just can't speak highly enough of it. The whole process was super easy, and they were upfront about everything. This is the price. This is it. This is the option you want. These are options you don't want. I mean, they were really, really cool people to deal with. And then to get to have a Parker in Southern California, it's such a great boat. You'll be so stoked.
Indeed.
And do they is the trailer included, or do they fit that? How does that work?
The trailer's included.
Yeah, and just like everything, I mean, I think that they'll tailor a package to what you want. You know, I mean, obviously, if you want the trailer, they'll wrap that right up into the financing. And if you know you're going to keep your boat in the water and you don't need it, they'll put that towards something else. I mean, they'll definitely work with you. But yeah, I mean, you could definitely walk in and walk out with everything you need.
No doubt. Hey, Dan, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we jump in and talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a great day. I always look forward to the Fred Hall Show, and I've been going to it as long as I can remember waiting a line. And I was wondering if maybe you could tell us a little bit about the CCA package you get when you join, and maybe tell us a little bit about how you developed a relationship with CCA.
Bart?
Great questions.
Okay, well, my relationship with CCA actually started a very long time ago. I was back doing some stuff with the ASA, and would you like to meet this guy, Walter Fondren? And then would you like to hear about the CCA? So I've been hearing about them for a long time, and I made some inquiries a few years ago about how they could get out here to California, and they were reluctant. They don't want to do anything unless they're sure it's going to work. They're very well-organized and well-prepared organization. So finally they came here to California, and it's been great. You heard Dave Pfeiffer on Pete's show talking about the CCA. And in fact, you see a company like Shimano donating $50,000 to the CCA, hoping that other companies will do the same thing. There's a reason for that. And the reason is this is a national organization that is protecting our access to fishing rights. And we don't have anybody else out there on a national basis that can do this. So they're both regional, the CCA California, and they're national. Now, the package that we have is a no-brainer. A few weeks ago, Steve Pinard put together a wonderful package down at Dana Landing for his day that he had down there on Sunday. And there, if you join and spend $35, you got a $40 gift certificate. That was fantastic. But here's something even better. At the Fred Hall shows in Long Beach and Del Mar, if you put $50 down, you get into the show for free, you get a package worth over $200, and you are also immediately entered in a bunch of raffles that are worth thousands of dollars. You make $150 the minute you plop down your $50, and you got more potential money to win. It's a fantastic deal.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, I don't know why anyone would not do this.
So, right? Bart, this is on new memberships as well as renewals. You can renew your membership and take that package, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is open to everyone.
Yeah, so fantastic. Hey, Rich, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're talking Rancho. We're talking Fred Hall Show. We're talking all kinds of fun. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office. I'm sick.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You have seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the Fred Hall shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. SolarMax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad dual channel chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics as well as all the other top names displayed at this year's Fred Hall shows. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks. See them at the Fred Hall show or on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com.
Hey, you know, we talked about it yesterday, but the deals that Shimano is making at the Fred Hall Show, unprecedented. They don't make deals.
We're going to be so busy.
This year, they have deals. They have great seminars, too. They have real service seminars, CCA drawing. We were just talking about CCA Torium or Terramar combos for that CCA drawing. Real service seminars are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 2, 4, 7, Saturday at 11, 1, and 4. And 7 and Sunday, 11, 1, and 3. System setups for calico bass, kite fishing, popper fishing, sea bass fishing, live offshore. You can go into the Shimano booth and view all of that. And some amazing specials on Tranks, Twin Power, Stella. You get free Max Quattro put on those.
Loaded Torium, in their booth.
In their booth. And Torium and Tranks 3 and 400, Saragossa, bait runners. You get free Power Pro. You get lures. Great deals on flat falls. I mean, the list is big.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So just go to your local, the Shimano dealer at the show, like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or Turner's Outdoorsman, and then head for the Shimano booth and
redeem your freebies. Yeah, get
clean
your freebies.
With Shimano at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It is time for the Catch Report. Time to find out what's biting out there. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the best, man. Focus your offshore fishing area, focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Terrafin has been around forever. They have temperature, they have chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts right to your iPad, right to your iPhone.
That is so cool.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's so easy to use, too. You literally go on, you download the chart, you can, you know, watch the icon of your boat moving around to enter the warm water. It's such a cool feature that Terrafin Mobile
so
has.
And it's so inexpensive, too.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you say, every time there's a sport fishing captain on here and we ask them about it, not one of them says they ever go fishing without the latest Terrafin chart.
And you can get a deal from Jeff at the Fred Hall shows. He's always offering a deal at the show.
He'll offer a deal and go by their booth, too, because even if you've used Terrafin forever, like I know all of us have, there is so much more to that site than just clicking on the one chart and seeing what the water temp is. They have so many tools and so many other styles of charge, chlorophyll, and they will teach you how to use it. No doubt Terrafin will make you a better fisherman.
I got to jump in. We use Terrafin at the ranch.
Yeah.
And you know, like, hey,
it works.
Especially for chlorophyll down there and temperature breaks.
It works. Just a neighbor, too. You know, he's got a house in Los Perales.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah.
And we've been using it now for the last 10 years, and we can't live without it.
That's it.
For sure. Okay, let's go to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Willie's on the line. Good morning, Captain.
You guys hear me all right?
What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias.
Well, this week on the water, you know, we had some mixed conditions up here. We had a little bit of downhill current here with a little bit of southeast wind. Made things trickier day or two, but we certainly welcome that rockfish over. The guys fishing that stuff this week had some good days out there in that deeper water. Some nice reds, groupers, coppers, you know, some of the usual suspects out there, but those are some of the standout fish for sure. We're telling our guys 10-ounce sinkers on like a 300 or 400-size reel. Fished on an 8-foot rod with 65-pound braid would be a good call if you're going to ride with us this week. We'll certainly be fishing this stuff on our 3-quarter-day trips for the time being, you know, unless something changes. Overnight on the Fury, you had a couple good days out at Flamini. Again, some nice reds and grouper along with tons of whitefish. A couple nice ling cod and some bigger sheephead in the mix as well. He said he didn't really see any sign of any game fish, any big yellowtail or anything like that over there as of yet. But he does have more overnight trips on the books this week, as well as some 5-to-5 stuff online. So I suggest calling the office to get his full schedule. Go and hop on one of those trips. And then here along the beach, you know, the water was cold all week. And as you'd imagine, the bass fishing there was still a little slow. But, again, some rockfish, sheephead, and whitefish helped provide enough action for us here locally to keep things interesting and people happy. So that's it for us this week. If you want to hop on a boat, give the landing a call. The number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there on the Let's Talk Hookup website there. Click on that banner ad. And this week, we're going to change our discount code up a little bit. We're going to use the code SAVE25. That'll save you 25% on a local half or three-quarter day trip. And finally here, we have our kids camp, our summer kids camp schedule up. So the dates have been released. We have lots of people asking about that. So if you guys want to call the office, we can get you all the info you need to get your kids signed up for those summer
camps. And those
camp.
Fill up instantly, yeah. So don't wait on those kids camp, right?
They do. They fill up super quick. So yeah. Call and get the info. They haven't opened it yet as far as signups, but the dates are there. So when they do open it up a week from tomorrow, I've been told, then you can pick your dates and get signed up.
Click on the front page of our website on that Dana Wharf Sport Fishing banner. You put in save 25, is that right?
Save 25, yep.
And you save 25% off a half or three-quarter day trip?
So crazy.
Yep, save you a few bucks. It'll save you some money for Fred Hall show.
Heck yeah, that's a great deal. Are you guys going to be at the show?
We're not going to have a booth up at Del Mar. We'll be at, up in Long Beach. We'll be at Del Mar, but I'm sure we'll be walking around up there checking stuff out.
All right, for sure. Well, we'll see you up there, and appreciate that very much. Save 25 is your code. You just enter that in when you're booking your half or three-quarter day trip. 25% off. That's big bucks. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. We'll see you at the Long Beach Show, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
See you, Willie. All right, now let's head on down to the beach. We're going surf fishing with a man, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's got our surf report. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gentlemen? John Ireland.
Hello, Gundy. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on in the surf town there?
It's going on. A lot of Pargo, a lot of Sierra.
Loads of Sierra
off the beach. They're catching some whoppers. They actually got, a couple weeks ago, they caught a 32-pound yellow fin off of the beach, off the lighthouse.
Cool. Wow,
On a crocodile, yeah, 12-pound.
On a crocodile.
That's so cool.
I've never heard of a tuna coming off the beach like that size.
That is rare. That is rare. That is the holy grail for a surf fisherman, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, beyond that.
What about catching a marlin in the surf?
Well, you could off the lighthouse. You could, because about 50 feet off, it drops to about 1,200 feet. You know, so it's really deep right there in front.
Would flying a kite be cheating off the beach?
Not at all.
You're standing on the sand. There's no such thing as cheating.
Fishing.
Yeah, straight up.
As long as the wind's blowing in the right direction, it's worth it for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we got some action here. You know, it was an uneven week of weather, wind swell, and with that comes a lot of junk in the water. But on the better days, it was a good sign, and the perch bite has been solid on those northern beaches. And the next several weeks, we'll see the prime time for that barred perch fishing up there, and I guarantee you we're going to see a parade of two-pounders. We got one this week. The first grunion run of the year also took place, kind of snuck up on us. The first full moon was the first of the month, and there was a grunion run with it. And with it, we already seen some halibut catches. So let's start up. North Hook Line Sinker reported good perch action on the better days. Lots of fish on most beaches. Just takes a condition to get after them. Halama, Goleta, East Beach, Carpinteria, some of the standard spots. Grubs, gulps, sandworms, top baits. Fish to 1.5 pounds. Wiley's held an uptown derby yesterday. Tough conditions. Some guys got skunked. Guys had a hard time finding the right beach with the right condition. But one of their ringers did, and despite the challenges, the group produced a 2-pound 15-ounce barred perch, or 2-pound 5-ounce barred perch, taking on an MS Anchovy Flash Minnows. Those guys really using those Flash Minnows up there. White Sands was the spot, second place perch, 1-pound 14-ounce, couple of nice fish considering conditions. Big Fish reported good perch action, Surfside, Bolsa Chica, Lugworms, Ghost Shrimps, the top bait there, fish to a pound. Good bite on Spot Fin over the full moon phase. Steel Beach Pier and Jetty, Belmont Pier kicking out fish to 2.5 pounds. Good spotted bait bite in Alamitos Bay on the 3-inch drop shot flukes. A shop regular speared 3 legal halibut along Belmont shores there. That's kind of curious. You know, that's a very good grunion beach, so that's telling you what's happening with that grunion staging. Doheny produced some legal halibut too. That's another good grunion spot. White fluke baits were the key there. And then Pacific Coast checked in a 1-pound, 15-ounce barred perch this week to take first place in the shop derby. The fish was taken on a shrimp. And then finally, Blue Water reported good halibut action this week. On the better days, the beaches, lagoon mouth, I think it has a lot to do with that grunion. So chartreuse and white jerk shad. Seems like the jerk baits were hot all week. And, you know, that grunion coming into play here. Here we go, Pete. We're rolling into spring.
Yeah, man. And you're going to be at Fred Hall Long Beach, right, Gundy?
Yeah, I'll be there a couple days as a pedestrian, but I love walking and talking. You know how that goes.
We got to get Mike Lum hooked into some surf fish seminars with
Come by, Gundy. We'll have a beer.
Yeah, we'll do that. It'll be nice to see you, John.
Yeah,
it'll
it's
be
been
a
too long.
All right, Gundy. Always good info, and
thanks,
we will
Gundy.
Talk to you from our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency next Sunday.
Yeah, say that voice, gentlemen. Not a lot of talking this week.
Don't forget, it's spring ahead, losing an hour next Sunday.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Have a good
Thanks,
week.
Gundy.
We'll
Thanks,
see you soon.
That. Appreciate it, Gundy. Appreciate that. And, hey, I want to remind you, great opportunity. Join CCA for the Fred Hall Long Beach pre-show seminar on Friday, March the 9th at 11 a.m. Bill Varnay, Wes Burrow, and Corey Sandin will be discussing surf fishing from Cabo to California, covering everything from light line equipment all the way to landing 60-pound roosters on the beach. The tickets include your entrance into both the seminar and to the Fred Hall show, along with a fantastic raffle and an AFCO outfitter show. Proceeds from the show benefit CCA California. You need to purchase your tickets in advance, so do it today because they're going fast. You can do it at fredhall.com. It's a great opportunity and a really fun seminar.
And I understand there are only a few tickets left for that, so fredhall.com, that's your source. Hey, speaking of Fred Hall, Bart, Wayne Cotto, our great director for CCA, told me that $500 gift cards for a variety of tackle stores are going to be up for grabs for a $1,000 lifetime membership at Fred Hall while they last. So you basically get a lifetime membership to CCA for $1,000, and you get a $500 gift card to go buy tackle. What a deal.
$1,000 membership's only costing you $500.
Yeah.
So cool.
That's a great deal. Why was it around when I joined?
You know what? I was going to say the exact same thing, Bart.
Yeah, and John's a lifetime member, too.
Where was it when we signed up?
No kidding. Well, hey, phones are packed. You want to get through? Busy morning. One line open right now. 877-792-1090. 877-792-1090. You have a chance to get in free to the Fred Hall Show. He's giving two lucky callers two tickets.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. We're going to talk to Lou, calling us from Fullerton, our boy Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Here we are again.
Yeah, buddy.
Mark. Hey, John, I was out with a couple of buddies of mine last night, and one's thinking of getting married here, and it was kind of shock to us, but hey,
congratulations.
Everybody does it.
Congratulations.
I remember you talking last year, it's one of the shows that you've been on or talked about having weddings down at the ranch.
We sure do.
Can you get information from one of you folks at the booth, or is it best just to call that toll-free number and talk to somebody in the office?
Either or we're going to be at the booth and happy to talk to you there, or they know I have all the information as well at the office. It's nice to have the weddings are beautiful there. If you have like 100 people or less, you take the whole hotel and customize the menu however you want it. It's your place.
You do a lot of weddings, huh?
And we do, we do quite a few. We do about 10 a year. Yeah. And they're always really, really nice. And there are some advantages, too. You know, if you you invite all your guests along and for every 11 rooms you book, you get a free room. So, in essence, if you fill the hotel up, you guys get your rooms free and both of your parents. So, three free rooms and you have a wedding and just pay extra for the flowers and if you want to buy the alcohol on the wedding day and the justice of the peace. So it's a very reasonable wedding as well, depending on whether you want to pay for all your guests' rooms or not.
What a great spot for a destination wedding, too. There is nowhere easier to travel to than Rancho Leonero. Flights from everywhere. You can get very inexpensive flights. I mean, if you're planning a destination wedding, but you don't want to make it a burden for all your guests to come, Rancho Leonero is as easy and inexpensive as a place
really
you ever want to get to.
It really is accessible.
And easy.
45 or 50 minutes from the airport and loads and loads of flights going in there now. It's just amazing how many out of San Diego, I think there's six or seven a day now. Wow. Going directly into Cabo San Lucas. So, yeah, and we love to do weddings. And come on by. I'll be at Long Beach. We'll talk.
Lou, we'll see you in Long Beach.
Yeah, come by, Lou.
All right, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, more your phone calls. We got all kinds of buddies checking in. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. Another hour coming your way of Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Flag to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at CedrosKayakFishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Terez, Stella, Twin Power, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Tranx 300 and 400 size reels. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.